the righteousness of God is revealed. You want to know what's right? Then you're going to have to look in the gospel, because that's where it's revealed. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. From faith, God is the source of faith. He's the author of faith. To faith, we are the subjects of faith. We learn the faith that He has revealed to us. As it is written, the just, those who are justified, shall live by faith, by hearing the Word of God and doing the Word of God and the will of God in their lives. You'll be living a righteous life, a peaceful life. Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified by faith. And I know I'm justified. And I know I'm at peace with God. And I know that He hears and answers my prayers. And I know that I live with Him and that He lives in me. I know those things. It's not something I think or feel. It's not the philosophy. It's something that comes by trusting in the Word of God. It's a life that is devoted to God. In Galatians 2 and verse 19, Paul said, I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. The law itself said that it's going to be passed away. Moses said, another prophet is going to arise like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he says unto you. The law was never designed to be forever and ever. The law was designed to be a tutor to bring us to Christ. And now that we're in Christ, we lay aside that brought us to Him. And we live in Christ, devoted to God. It's a happy life. 1 Peter 1 and verses 8 and 9, whom having not seen you love, you haven't seen Jesus, except through the eye of faith, we haven't seen Jesus like Peter and John saw Jesus as they testified. We haven't handled Him. We haven't looked upon Him. We haven't heard Him with our own physical ears. But we've heard His Word. We've seen Him through the eye of faith, haven't we? We've handled Him in our spirit. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Our adults are studying the book of Philippians this quarter. That was the message of Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. When you're in prison, in good times and bad times, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice with one another. What kind of life does it produce? What kind of life are you living? Some principles of the gospel that we need to be reminded of from time to time, that we might be encouraged by them, that we might share them with others. And certainly I would hope if there are any here tonight and have not embraced the salvation that is in Jesus Christ in this life, that is in Jesus Christ, this pleasing life, this profitable life, this righteous life, this peaceful, devoted, happy life. Turn from yourself and turn from your sins and turn to His way that is revealed in the gospel. Trusting in it, knowing that it comes from the very throne of Almighty God to lead us to His side. If you're here tonight and a child of God and in need of the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ, we'd encourage you to let that be known. Would you please come as we stand and sing this song?